Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hello there. Welcome to the first part of the bloopers for Stella Firma Season 2, because you know what? As polished as the show sounds, occasionally there's some hilarious mistakes, and we've captured that shame and are now presenting it to you like a dog throwing up its breakfast. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, it's time.
Right, that's warmed up. Here we go. Let's off.
It's time. Love for an it. Episode. Okay.
Right, David Seven. No.
It's not it.
It's gone wrong.
It's not it.
Oh,
welcome
Jackson.
Back. Season two, baby. Season two.
Stairs quo. Now we're northern. Here we off.
Can I do Trexel? David. David. I won't have it, David. David, I've drink some moisturiser.
Like. Oh, it sounds like a farmer who's had his chips pissed on. Got pissed chips, Trexel.
Let's move back to the southern accents that we can do.
But we know and love.
Good afternoon, this is time for...
I'm David Seven.
This is the sound of people that unaccountably have power.
And now, the news at David Seven.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
We're not recording.
Here we are.
Fucking hell.
I'm Hi. So sorry, David.
Hi, David. How you
okay.
doing?
David.
David's flat corner.
That's not a thing. All right, sing David's flat corner again.
Right. Ah, first corpse of the series. Here we go. Woo!
David, this is ridiculous. Honestly, from one David to another, really... Tim Trexel is just really pushing it.
There was two of us here that could have noticed there was no timer.
I'm not the showrunner.
Let's stop doing it in the audio because it's going to make it confusing. Right, okay. Right, okay.
Yes.
Okay, right. And a chai latte?
That's the sexiest kind of... What's a latte? There's too much stuff here that's really specific.
Well, we invented the new brief.
We did.
Oh no, behind the curtain. Oh, no. So this is our fault, really.
This is really our fault.
This is fine.
Okay.
We're listing things. It's stupid. People are laughing. It's all good.
People are. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure.
People are laughing. Laugh.
Laugh now.
Laugh.
You're enjoying yourself.
Good.
Okay. So sterile. Let's get a glass ball.
What?
Just a glass ball. Glass is really easy to clean. I should know. I have a coffee table at home that I use for unspeakable things. No, thank you.
F***ing and cocaine. That joke was so disgusting it killed Tim.
I just thought, yeah, that's shitting on a table.
Oh, I didn't even go there. I went immediately to fucking, so I guess.
I mean, I'm still going to talk about the glass table I have at home and nothing sticks to that. People can make their own jokes.
Awful, just awful. Like, good, but awful.
Okay.
To jail!
Pop it in the...
Why did I do...
Pow! Kabam!
Wah-wah-wah-wah!
Sploosh! Okay.
Woof! This one's really
I think fun, but definitely got away from us. Anyway.
That works. Did the clock not work in the old room?
Desk? No.
Did it not?
No.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Come with me on this one.
Okay.
Drexel.
Okay.
Yes, and.
Okay, we'll just say a clock that works.
Unless there is a genuine problem.
Well, I thought that there was a clock, and... Okay.
No, to be fair, what I said was reasonably nonsensical.
Okay.
I mean, it's never stopped us before, but it is a good point.
because otherwise you would... How would you know that there's only 20 minutes...
Internal clone time.
Internal clone time? You can't just say that, Ben.
I can. It's improv. That's literally the game.
Then use it. Okay, internal clone... Yeah, okay, in which case, tell me you know what time it is, and I will say, but there's no clock, and you'll say, internal clone time.
I love it.
We're in the big time, honey bear.
Right?
Sorry. Was it because I called you honey bear?
Yeah.
I'm keeping it.
Fair.
Right. Look at my hand.
Yes.
Calm down. Don't worry. You've got some help. You've got some help.
Right.
I'm just going to pause that there.
I'm actually a Muppet now. You were a design consultant. Stop touching the table, David. Stop touching the table and running your fingers up and down it. It's not for you. Okay, now you're doing a little dance now.
Yes, okay, sorry.
So, David...
I wasn't doing that. F*** you.
Okay. It's tricky, David, and I don't know if you'll be able... Blah, 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 blah. It's tricky, David, and I don't know if you'll be able... Blah, f*** me. I don't know if you will be able to... It's tricky, David, and I don't know if you'll be able to do it.
Slow down a little.
No! I will never slow down! That is never an option, Ben. Have you met me?
Just put a comma in there.
Okay.
What's my job, then?
Your job?
Yes.
I don't know. Don't know what your job is in all this. You're my wingman. You're my wing clone.
Okay, yeah. Run with that. The thing's not running anymore.
I know, because I paused it when...
That's fair.
Well, because you know what? We're not doing it right now.
Good. Well, I'm so used to you being so f***ing... Oh, my brain words.
Oh, my brain words. Dear.
Assiduous.
Assiduous, yes. I am normally deciduous about this.
Yes. You're a f***ing pine tree.
I'm pine tree. I don't lose my needles in winter. I'm very prudish. I'm a never nude tree. Did you think evergreens are just very, very... They're Puritans. And they refuse to be nude. Is that why they love them for Christmas? Think about it. Could be.
Wow.
Let's gather round the never-nude tree. Fun for you and fun for me. Presents underneath the never-nude tree.
Thinking.
Be ashamed of your body.
Hey.
Do you do musical improv?
Nope.
No. Oh,
no.
So what is similar about rugby and cricket?
There's a ball and there's teams. And there's a score. That's three things.
That is three things.
Kaboom. You just got...
Got me there.
You got sports-blamed by Sports Tim.
Sports Tim.
Welcome to Sports Tim, Travel
right.
The Ones.
Okay, stop. What? Stop. Stop. Come on.
I'm not doing anything. I'm a time-wasting goblin. Tick-tock. Dickhead o'clock. It's sales time! It's time to do sales! It's sales time, so open up your full sales! The word sales has two meanings. One is commerce, the other's a canvas thing. It's sales time!
Yay.
I have another go at that song, because that song was b****.
I loved it.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, in which case...
No, let's just take another one.
It's
the best.
Well, I've just... It's on Imapedia.
No,
off.
No. I said it, and I was like, nah,
I'm also
mate.
I'm going to react differently to this. But maybe the god has many... I'm waving my arms a lot in this one. But maybe this god has many aspects. You have the kindly mouse, the vengeful mouse, the mouse of infinite knowledge with only one eye because it sold one to a wise peddler in order to get knowledge. I said that. Wait, fuck you. Right, yep, yeah, okay, and just...
Why did I make a little popping
Why
noise?
Why did you make a little popping noise?
Body transmogrification tithe.
Body Body transmogrification.
Tithe.
Body trans... Fuck me.
Body transmogrification. Tithe. Here we go. Let's be a different...
Body trans...
I think it says body transmogrification. Tithe.
body transmogrification, tie transmogrification. Body transmogrification die.
No, that was fine.
Transmogrification. I'm really struggling with that word.
Body transmogrification tie. That might help.
Body transmogrification tithe. I transmogrify to stay alive, to become a mouse. A mouse, my God, because I've got this hot mouse bod.
Sorry, I was just celebrating because that was great.
Okay. I was like, yes.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, right, so we're going right from the end of that. I'm sorry, David, for the amount of bits in this. But when we've got an idea this strong about creating a new version of a religion they already have, but we're telling them is different now
I'm going to burp. Coffee.
Be an anarchic goose. Ha! I'm an anarchic goose. Ha! What's that goose? Ha! Ha! Here's a goose. Ha! Ha! Where's the song about a goose, David? I hope you enjoyed it.
And goose.
And goose.
He specifically started the recording, or like tried to be surreptitious. I noticed and I played along, but he did that specifically to pain you.
I just wanted you to hear about this anarchic goose.
What is this antagonistic relationship you have with our excellent editor?
Know. The thing is, I spend a lot of time speaking to David, but he only speaks to me over short messages over Slack, really. Like, I don't think we've spoken properly in quite a while. So I've really got the power stance in this relationship in that I largely can't hear him, but he has to hear me for money. So which is, you know, it's height of late stage capitalism, I'm sure, but you know, that's the world we live in. And let's create an even worse one together as friends.
That's winter chill. Recordings forevermore. F the summer.
Old Mother Brown, she f rat cellar. Don't let it come around again. Old Mother Brown, she has stopped time. She is a god. Kneel to her. Knees up, Mother Brown. Knees up, Mother Brown. Give her your tithes. Give her your tithes. Knees up, Mother Brown. No, okay. Nothing. It's nothing. Moving on. Look, unfortunately.
Can't all be gold.
Is that gold? No. Well, can't all be gold. God, like the worst prospector. You're just mining.
Can't all be gold.
Oh, let's kill Gary. Like, no one will know. We're in a mine in the middle of the jungle.
This isn't gold, because it can't all be.
Gary, the obvious miner.
Gary, the obvious miner. He's trying to mine. Can't find any gold.
Oi! Welcome to the Cockney Songbook. I like smokefish because smokefish is cheap, because in the past our prospects are bleak.
With your hosts, Chaz and Dave.
Such classics as Hot Smoked Fish Sad and Gary the Obvious Miner.
Okay, now we've got that out of our systems.
In a glorious double disc set.
Tim.
With Victorian Tim. Ditties. Brackets, Tim. They're about sex more than you'd think. What's up, my petticoat? Tim. I won't tell. Okay, right, okay, fine. Okay, right, so we need to have a what is the word?
Let's not
No, come okay, on. Just... We need to have a I see, you're following the party line now.
Party line of Stella Firma? Imogen, Gunwalls.
You can't command that.
Well, I bloody well can. I've done it now.
Shut up.
Gunwalls.
Gunwalls.
So we have some sort of, like, they're all playing a game where they're dropped randomly around this sort of candy forest.
Yes.
And beforehand, we'll all make that we won't feed them for a long time.
No.
So we can drop them in, and they're playing these hungry games.
Yes.
Yes!
I love that you didn't realise.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Fortnite and it was Hunger Games.
Better! Let's see if they rip you apart with their 50 million shivering arms.
Why are you doing?
I don't know. Shut up.
I come here and tell you how to do your job.
Ah! Thugdugger! Ackerbolg! How are you doing? That's nothing. That's nothing. Ah! Thug Douglas! An Ackelnark! Ooh, sweet arms, bro!
No!
Ah! Funkle Nugget! An Angledank! Sweet arms, lads!
Sweet arms, my specifically male friends!
Sweet arms, men!
Gengsel Geistman.
I'm David. Doing a Hartro.
Cool.
The transformation.
Sounds like a dance.
Do the heart tro.
Do the hot sauce.
Let's get down to business.
Okay, right.
Right, one of us is going to have to take charge here. That, blah, 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 blah. Let's do that again.
we got to the point where we can shift gear. Okay, good, right, we're making our way.
This is progress.
Blah, 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 blah.
Did I tie him up?
Okay, moving on, probably. Yes.
This podcast's very funny. I'm enjoying myself.
Jenny is very funny.
Okay, right.
Imagine there are 3 cups of alcohol.
Yum, yum, yum. They're all gone.
I'm sorry. This is very undisciplined of me. But I've just realised that this is...
coming from a mile away, man.
I know. It was the way that you went, yum, yum, yum.
Well, I'm going to do it again.
I know you are.
Okay.
Chicken's well fed, the chicken thanks you, maybe the chicken invests in your business enterprise. You become rich with the chicken, but the chicken gets mad with cocaine.
If you jump...
At the very least, space cocaine.
Sorry.
Okay.
Just, come on. We could have had all the figurines, and we could have made a little diorama of our own. I'd have been the chicken, you'd have been the bag of grain, and the fox would have been my father because he left.
And on that note...
I'd like to do a more intelligent version of that joke, because that's just saying he left.
Okay. Leave a little more to the imagination. You just flashed us all with your emotional baggage.
Afraid of the world?
Move on! I don't want the points from this round. This round is stupid.
I was going to do a clean take of that, because there was a little... Right.
Get near the microphones.
Get behind me, Stella!
Oh, get thee behind me.
Get thee behind me, foul Stella Firma.
Get thee behind me, Stan. Oh, sorry, I've misread it.
Why is Alan Bennett doing...
Satan would visit me often as a boy. I'd sit in church, he'd sit in a pew, not 2½ ahead of me. He'd hover in the air. He'd turn to Mother and flick boiled sweets at her eyes. She wouldn't notice. Then again, she was drinking. If they sign in the room, it's fine in the room. And then you put your sunglasses off. And then you take them off because you're in... What?
You said you put your sunglasses off.
You put them off. You don't agree. Look, just delay their plans until it gets awkward. And then we cover our mouths as we talk to them, but not in front of the microphone, Tim, because that actually affects the audio in some way. Deals!
Okay, deal, yes.
Deals!
Deal!
You've been dealed!
I've been dealt
deal
with.
Deal or no deal?
That's a brand name.
That's a trademark.
No, deal or no deal is...
Is it not?
Oh, God, I don't know anymore.
I don't want his filthy fingers in my show. Get out of it, Noel.
It's me, I'm Noel Edmonds.
I'm already quite buttered.
You're not covered in anything edible. Stop rubbing yourself so audibly. That's so weird. Okay, right, okay. Do your line again when you feel you're kind of.
We'll stop the timer now.
We've done the joke.
We've done the one joke that will be in this episode.
So we're basically plain sailing from here.
Yeah, coast for the next 13 minutes.
Sure, so...
Oh, look at you with the tiny f***ing violin. You...
Ooh-ark-at-er,
as
Kenneth Williams would say.
Oh, bonus of Vardy, or Dolly O'Rourke again. What's your lally's like? What's the matter? You got cloth wogglers?
Incredible. Just a desperately British joke from literally 60 years ago. And how many people who listen to this will know what Polari is?
I'm rambling Sid Rumbo.
All right, look, we're not just doing an episode of Round the Horn.
Grunt and Round Your Deerio. Oh, they hung him by the posset.
Oh, what a beauty!
I've never seen one as big as that before!
Oh, what a beauty!
It must be 3 foot long or even more! Oh, such a lovely colour, and nice and round and fat! I've never seen a marrow grow as big as that! Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before!
I've never seen one as big as that!
I've never seen one as big as that before!
I mean the marrow!
I've never seen one as big as that before!
Okay, so that's our indirect.
So there was a 60-year-old song that we both know from our childhood.
You know,
I listened to it not that long ago. I remembered it and looked it up again.
Now I've got the Victoria Cross.
Make up a cross.
I was going to make... Shut up.
All right. You're like, think of a bullshit medal. Victoria... Ah, damn it.
And now I've got the Victorious Cross. Don't you roll your eyes at me, you bastard.
That was silently. Be a professional, damn it.
Right, okay. Victoria's Cross, okay. You can't be an effective sales opponent if the very fundamentals of your world have been washed away like a child's sand castle.
Okay, so we... Tim.
What?
You can't just be Matt Berry. I know we're skirting the line, we can't just be Matt Berry. So we just need to go, like, full hog?
Go whole hog. In fact, get two hogs.
Oh, okay. We're not doing the thing about the carpenters?
You have to tell me to make them sad. Come on.
Sorry.
It's not scripted, but I expect you to remember your lines, Ben.
Anyway, back to what I was
saying. I hope a kindly person opens the drawer and takes me out and uses me to make soup. No?
How do I... No, but that was fine, but okay. How do I follow that?
You say, okay, and then move on.
Yeah, okay, sure.
We're going to all take a little burp break.
I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on.
It's that coffee. It's so fizzy because it's very off.
Oh.
I don't know if you can get fizzy coffee because it's off.
No.
No, that's not... I'm Sigmund Shankaray, and that's not a thing.
Back in Drexel.
Back in Drexel. Lovely.
Cool.
Dork. Dork. It's a dock. Dock. Dock.
Dung, 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 dung. It's so sad. 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 Everybody's getting real sad. You move on, Ben.
Oh, all right.
Too long.
Fucking hell.
Do it better. Faster.
Okay. I'm sorry. What was yesterday?
Well, that was about confidence.
And it's last week.
Was it last week?
I don't know.
No.
Are they daily now?
Yeah. They've always been daily until we get to the reviews, which are on the Monday afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Last time was Thursday. This is Friday. Get with the program.
Nope, it was Wednesday and this is Thursday.
You fuck off.
Because the review is Friday.
Is it?
Yes. Because it's over the weekend.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
I was just remembering me screaming, Monday!
Well, I'm glad that we're both wrong.
Okay. And that person crumbled like a duck.
They did.
Now, this... You can't just laugh.
Sorry.
Crumbled like a duck.
My brain... I went, that's fine. And then my brain slowly processed what you said and was like, wait, hang the fuck on. And that's when I was like,
Okay,
I couldn't even contain my what. Right. Anyway, shall I get the brief out?
Go on.
Master, sir.
Servant.
Cool.
Crack. You crumbly duck.
I don't know why I was cracking. I'm sorry.
I'm Waluigi now.
Right.
You're a consultant called Trace.
I must eat bread.
No, leave that bread alone. Put it down.
Right, but the bread's gone now.
Well, hang on. We've established there's only slurry as food. There can't suddenly be bread.
Reconstituted dried up slurry. Who? Right?
Yep.
Not addressed to us?
Nope.
Addressed to the client?
Third person.
Ah?
Yep.
Yes?
Trexel Geistman.
Who?
Come on.
Is this the stupidest thing we've ever done?
Yes. Right, keep going.
Is it the best thing we've ever done?
Yeah.
Right, so Stefan the Mantis Sheep.
The Mantis Sheep? Bah! Boof!
Barring at more than the speed of sound. Mantis Shrimp.
Well, that's boring.
Or a lion.
Or a lion.
They're very much the Mantis Shrimp of the land. Or we're the kings of the
Mantis Shrimp.
I should probably finish this before you interrupt.
Okay, if you want to finish the brief before I...
I should probably finish this before you interrupt because they're trying to make their own joke.
No, my joke's better, Landis Shrimp!
Tim, I'm going to be honest, it was not better.
Okay.
There are many fine portmanteaus, and that was not one of them.
Landis Shrimp. He was my Mantis Shrimp. My Landis Shrimp.
Do a clap.
Even the toupee, Stefan.
Oh.
Pull it off my head.
Okay.
Pull it off my dying head.
Okay, here I go. Stefan the Mantis Shrimp. Whoop.
Whoop.
Jax is wearing a wig now. We've established
this. Oh, gosh.
Yep.
Okay, I should probably be more defensive about my wig.
No, just forget until I nick it. And then you're like... And then you realise...
Oh, my God, that was a wig.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Love that, yes.
Oh, now you know so much about mantis shrimps that all of a sudden Trexel Geistman's sixth lesson, emotional leverage, telling them that you're dying and this is your dying witch.
A dying witch.
The dying witch. Trexel Geistman's lesson six, emotional leverage, telling them that you're dying and this is your dying witch. Doesn't... Fuck me, dying witch.
It's in your head
it's
now.
It's in my head now.
It's never going to leave like a witch.
Lesson six, blah, blah, blah.
Thing's going off, so go on, go pretend you're dying to Stefan the Mantis Shrimp, huzzah, and say, oh, Stefan the Mantis Shrimp, huzzah, cares when you say, right, hello, Stefan the Mantis Shrimp, I'm Trexel Gus, I'm David Seven.
The end, because there'll be sound effects.
David, save us!
David, you have to end with sound effects because we don't have anything at all. And we built it so it's always very unsatisfying at the end.
I hope you enjoyed the first part of the Season 2 bloopers for Stella Firma. This is the first release in our inter-season programming schedule. We'll be receiving an episode every 2 weeks until the Season 3 premiere on the 4th of December. As you may have guessed, there will be a part 2 to the bloopers, but that's not coming out next episode. No, it'll be something different and you'll just have to live with it.
Stella Firma is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. MAB, Bree Raymond, Olivia Peachley, Game Stresser, Lucy Hall, Brittany Guy, HD, Elfie Ibenbob, Maryam Trabelsi, Lainey Barbarian, Stephen Schlebeck, Robert Espy, Full Futuritis, Silphius, Gaminet, Nick Duhamel, Thor, Chris Halliday, Arctic Metal, Bob Hundertmark, FXKTN, Sarame, Alexis Arendt, Mickey, Greg Mayer, Tracy Van Haften, Becca Mariel, Victoriano Velo, Imogen, Books and Cats, Churlington Beescoat, John Albert, Victorious Prime, E. Looking, Overflight, Matthew Taylor, Bremen J. Savage, Lydia Katz, Cher Silver, Quill and Scale Designs, Teresa Wu, Scorner Lot, Ricky D, Ren, Harmony Bat, Cole Weber, Andrew, Grey T, Thomas Nieboa, Rob Beckman, Katie, Shaz, How Do You Write, Zoa Mortensen, Monsters Advocate, and Enzi. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.